better. Check this out.
Leonard, she's doing it again.
I think it upsets Sheldon when you play with the food.
No, it upsets Sheldon when she willy-nilly takes it from the containers without regard for its equitable distribution. This is essentially why you have famine in India.
You want me to put it back?
Leonard?
It upsets Sheldon when you play with the Sheldon.
What's up, my nerd dizzles? Raj, Sheldon, I want you to meet my girlfriend, Bernadette.
Hello.
Leonard, Penny, you know my girlfriend, Bernadette.
Hey.
Bernadette, say faux shizzle to my nerd dizzles.
I don't think I can. I don't have Howard Street cred.
I hope it's all right. I told my girlfriend, Bernadette, she could join us for dinner.
Sure, the more the merrier.
But no, that's a false equivalency. More does not equal married. If there were 2,000 people in this apartment right now, would we be celebrating? No, we'd be suffocating.
Sheldon.
But Sheldon, me, we ordered for 5 people, not 6.
Oh, come on, it's fine. We'll just put it all on the table. You know, family style.
Oh, sure. And while we're at it, why don't we put our hands behind our backs, have an old-fashioned eating contest?
Relax, it'll be fine. Sit down, you guys.
No! Oh, yeah, you can't sit there.
Why not?
That's where Sheldon sits.
He can't sit somewhere else?
Oh, no, no. You see, in the winter, that seat is close enough to the radiator so that he's warm, yet not so close that he sweats. In the summer, it's directly in the path of a cross breeze created by opening windows there and there. It faces the television at an angle that isn't direct, so he can still talk to everybody, yet not so wide that the picture looks distorted.
Perhaps there's hope for you after all.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids,
math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
Hey!
I love your shoes.
Oh, thanks. They are cute, aren't they?
Where'd you get them?
Shoes for Less.
I've been meaning to go over there.
Oh, great selection, great prices.
My mother was right. Hell is real.
Come on, Sheldon. Let the women folk chat.
Women folk?
Gals? Chicks? Utero Americans?
Just eat your dinner.
Don't take him too seriously. A lot of what he says is intended as humor.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's very funny.
Me neither. But he just lights up when I laugh.
Howard never let her go.
So, Leonard, Howard says you're working on fundamental tests of quantum mechanics?
I am. Are you interested in physics?
I find it fascinating. If I hadn't gone into microbiology, I probably would have gone into physics. Or ice dancing.
Actually, my tests of the Aronov-Baum quantum interference effect have reached an interesting point. Right now we're testing the phase shift due to an electric potential.
That's amazing.
Yes. Leonard's work is nearly as amazing as third graders growing lima beans in wet paper towels. While I appreciate the oh snap, I'm uncomfortable having your moist breath in my ear.
Are you going to try to set up the voltages using tunnel junctions?
Yes, I am. You want to see a simulation on my laptop?
Oh, yeah, show me. In microbiology, the most exciting thing I get to work with is yeast.
Howard?
Yeah?
Your shoes are delightful. Where did you get them?
What?
Bazinga. I don't care.
Racially stereotypical plumber.
That's not fair. I got stuck behind a tree.
And a cow and a penguin.
Face it, dude, whether it's a real car or a virtual cartoon car, you can't drive.
Just need a little more practice.
What you need is cheat codes, motor skills, and a magic genie who grants wishes to little boys who suck at Mario Kart.
Hey, Sheldon, can I talk to you for a second?
It's not about shoes, is it? I don't think I can go through that again.
It's not about shoes.
Then speak.
Actually, can we do it in private?
All right. Go away. I agree, it's rude, but she asked for privacy.
Thanks, Raj. Okay, so here's the thing. I was wondering if you could maybe teach me a little physics.
A little physics? There's no such thing. Physics encompasses the entire universe, from quantum particles to supernovas, from spinning electrons to spinning galaxies.
Yeah, okay, cool. I don't need the PBS special. I just want to know enough so I can talk to Leonard about his job. You know, like Bernadette does.
Why can't Leonard teach you?
Because I want to surprise him.
Can't you surprise him in some other way? For example, I'm sure he'd be delightfully taken aback if you cleaned your apartment.
Sheldon, this is important to me.
Penny, this would be a massive undertaking, and my time is both limited and valuable.
You're sitting here playing video games all day.
Okay, point. Now, what sort of foundation do you have? Did you take any science classes in school?
Sure, I did the one with the frogs.
The one with the frogs?
Yeah. Actually, it was pretty cool. A lot of the girls threw up, but I gutted that thing like a deer.
I'm sorry, Penny. I don't think so.
Oh, come on. A smart guy like you, it'll be a challenge. You could make it like an experiment.
Interesting. I suppose if someone could teach sign language to Coco the gorilla, I could teach you some rudimentary physics.
Great. It's a little insulting, but great. I'll be Coco.
Not likely. Coco learned to understand over 2,000 words, not one of which had anything to do with shoes.
Hey, fellas. It's my girlfriend, Bernadette. My girlfriend, Bernadette.
Who are all those people?
I have no idea. Hey, Leonard.
Hi.
Hey, look, it's Howard and his girlfriend, Bernadette.
I give a little woman a tour of the old salt mines.
He doesn't mean salt mines. He means where he works.
Yeah, no, I got it.
So, how's your experiment going?
Terrific. We're getting the electron accelerator set up. We should be ready to go day after tomorrow.
Boy, I'd love to see that.
You're welcome to come.
Really? Oh, that'd be great. How exciting is that?
Like Hanukkah in July.
Do they have that?
No.
Oh, you got me again. This is a non-fat yogurt. This is fatty, fat, fat. Excuse me.
Could you grab me another napkin, sweetie?
Sure.
Thanks, honey. All right, what is your deal?
Excuse me?
Inviting my girlfriend to come see your electron accelerator?
Yeah, so?
Wow. You really are a piece of work. It's not enough. You get the prom queen. You have to get the head of the decorating committee, too.
What are you talking
about? Don't play innocent with me. I practically invented using fancy lab equipment to seduce women.
Has it ever worked?
Not so far, but that's not the point.
Howard, relax. I am not interested in your girlfriend.
I hope not. Because you don't want to mess with me. I'm crazy.
I believe you.
Research Journal, Entry 1. I'm about to embark on one of the great challenges of my scientific career. Teaching Penny physics. I'm calling it Project Gorilla.
Hey, Sheldon.
Come in. Take a seat. Subject has arrived. I've extended a friendly, casual greeting.
Ready to get started?
One moment. Subject appears well rested and enthusiastic. Apparently, ignorance is bliss. All right, let us begin. Where's your notebook?
I don't have one.
Well, how are you going to take notes without a notebook?
I have to take notes?
Well, how else are you going to study for the tests?
Is it going to be a test?
Tests. Here. It's college ruled. I hope that's not too intimidating.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, introduction to physics. What is physics? Physics comes from the ancient Greek word physica. It's at this point that you'll want to start taking notes. Physica means the science of natural things, and it is there in ancient Greece that our story begins.
Ancient Greece?
Hush, if you have questions, raise your hand. It's a warm summer evening, circa 600 BC. You've finished your shopping at the local market, or agora. And you look up at the night sky, and there, you notice some of the stars seem to move. So you name them Planetes, or Wanderer. Yes, Penny?
Does this have anything to do with Leonard's work?
This is the beginning of a 2,600-year journey we're going to take together from the ancient Greeks through Isaac Newton to Niels Bohr to Erwin Schrödinger to the Dutch researchers that Leonard is currently ripping off.
2,600 years?
Give or take. As I was saying, it's a warm summer evening in ancient Greece. Yes, Penny.
I used to go to the bathroom.
Can't you hold it?
Not for 2,600 years.